This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Dilip Bahadur Chaudhary appointed as Chief Minister of Lumbini Province and Surendra Raj Pandey appointed as Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs National Land Commission to seek long-term solution of problems facing landless squatters. Health Ministry urges government and public offices to launch campaign to contain dengue infection. And U.S. to open new processing centers for migrants in Latin America. Now the news in detail. Dilip Bahadur Chaudhary of the Nepali Congress has been appointed as the Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Lumbini Province Chief Amik Sachin yesterday appointed Chaudhary to the Chief Ministerial post. Province Chief Sachin on Tuesday called in parties for the formation of a new government after the Chief Minister of CPN-UML-led government Lila Giri failed to secure a vote of confidence on Monday. Meanwhile, Surendra Raj Pandey of the Nepali Congress has been appointed to the post of Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. Gandaki Province Chief Prithvi Man Gurung appointed Pandey to the post of Chief Minister yesterday. Nepali Congress leader Pandey had staked a claim for the post of Chief Minister with the support of 35 Province Assembly members yesterday itself. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says long-standing problems facing the country could be resolved in a package only after taking a revolutionary decision on the existing provision relating to land. During a meeting with the office bearers of National Land Commission at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government was serious about resolving land-related problems and directed the commission to discharge its duty accordingly. He also directed the concerned authorities to prioritize long-term solution to the problems facing landless squatters and unmanaged settlements. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has assured that the issue of high bank interest would be addressed through an upcoming monetary policy. In his address to a province-level interaction on formulation of budget and revenue policy for the upcoming fiscal year in Biratnagar yesterday, Finance Minister said the interest rates would be reduced through the monetary policy. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says problems related to communications will be resolved soon. At a press meet organized by Press Center Dang at Korai yesterday, Minister Sharma shared that the government was serious on the issue of formulating communication-related laws. She said the government was making preparation to identify the places that are facing problems of communication network and resolve them. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the government and public officers to launch a campaign to contain the dengue infection. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Health Ministry asked the officers to run the campaign every Friday at 10 a.m. for 10 minutes. The Ministry urged the government and public officers to initiate the campaign to contain the dengue infection, citing overwhelming dengue cases last year. Three earthquakes have jolted Bajura district since last night. According to National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center Lainchur, three separate quakes have occurred with their epicenter in Dahakot or Bajura district. According to the center, the first quake with 4.9 Richter scale in the magnitude occurred at 11:58 p.m. and second with 5.9 Richter scale happened at 1:30 in the night. Likewise, the third quake jolted the district at 3.9 in the Richter scale at 1.51 in the night. The detail of the damages caused to the quakes is not received yet. The western belt of the country has witnessed increased number of earthquakes in the recent days. The sixth meeting of Nepal-United Kingdom Consultation Mechanism concluded on Wednesday at the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office in London. According to a statement issued by the Nepali Embassy in London, in the meeting the two sides reviewed the overall state of Nepal-UK relationship and discussed the enhancement of the engagements in various areas of mutual interest. The meeting also reviewed the ongoing talks on the ex-Gorkha issues and agreed to continue discussion to address their grievances. It was also agreed upon to work towards further strengthening cooperation and engagements in productive sectors such as trade, investment, energy and tourism. Ambassador of the European Union delegation to Nepal, Nona Duprey, paid a courtesy call on Acting President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav yesterday. During the meeting held at his office in Lanchur, Vice President Yadav expressed the hope that the bilateral relations between Nepal and EU would be strengthened in the future. According to the Vice President's office, on the occasion, EU Ambassador Duprey briefed the Vice President about the various dimensions of Nepal-EU relations. The Transport Management Directives 2060 Bikram Sambat has been amended, opening the door for registering the vehicles produced and assembled in the country. The amendment of the directives follows the direction by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to manage registration of vehicles made in the country. Yatri Electric Motorcycle Manufacturer in the country had complained about problems in its registration and operation. The Department of Transport Management has informed about the amendment of the directives in a notice yesterday. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati and Australian Ambassador to Nepal Felicity Volk discussed a matter related to establishing direct flight services between Nepal and Australia yesterday. According to Minister Kirati's personal secretariat, during a meeting held at the Tourism Ministry yesterday, the Minister and the Australian Ambassador held talks on having agreements on direct flight services and tourism promotion between the two nations. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The U.S. has announced plans to open new migrant processing centers in Colombia and Guatemala as part of efforts to reduce undocumented immigration. The regional facilities will process thousands of claims a month with pathways for legal migration expanded. According to BBC, the number of deportations for those ineligible to be in the US will also be doubled or tripled. The processing centers will allow successful applicants to enter the US legally and improve their access to assistance such as refugees resettlement processing and family reunification. Between 5,000 and 6,000 people are expected to be processed a month, but this will be scaled up. Spain and Canada have also agreed to take a number of those applying. US officials on Thursday also announced plans to double or triple the number of deportations flights to some countries. Rival factions of Sudan's military have agreed to renew a three-day ceasefire shortly before it was due to expire. The extension for another 72 hours follows intensive diplomatic efforts by neighboring countries as well as US, UK and UN. But there are continuing reports of heavy fighting in the capital, Khartoum. The previous truce allowed thousands of people to attempt to flee to safety while dozens of countries have tried to evacuate their citizens. Almost 2 weeks of fighting between the army and a rival paramilitary group have left hundreds dead. A police chief in the occupied Ukrainian city of Melitopol, who defected to Russia after they seized the city, has been killed in an apparent partisan bombing. According to BBC, Oleksandr Maschenko died when an improvised device exploded at the entrance to block where he lived. There have recently been reports of heightened Ukrainian partisan activity in the region. Melitopol's exiled mayor said the dead officer was a traitor. The city is in Zaporizhzhia province, one of four regions that Russia claimed to have annexed last year following its invasion despite only partially controlling them. Now, did you know weather forecast for the country for today? Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Dilip Bahadur Chaudhary appointed as Chief Minister of Lumbini Province and Surendra Raj Pandey appointed as Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs National Land Commission to seek long-term solution of problems facing landless squatters. Health Ministry urges government and public offices to launch campaign to contain dengue infection. And US to open new processing centers for migrants in Latin America. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.